ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय चक्षुर्वन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगदा माह्यं ददाति स्वपतान्तिकम् जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घाय देहिनीं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं परमानन्दम् श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरम् नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् श्रीमतं स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्तु हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सतां नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी
Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24. The title of the chapter is Chanting the Song Sung by Lord Shiva. Text number 43. Sati Traya Sametaya Midushe Ahamkruta आत्मने छेत आकूति रूपाय नमो वाचो विभूतये शक्तित्रय समेताय शक्तित्रय समेताय मृदुषे अहङ्कृतात्मने मृदुषे अहङ्कृतात्मने छेत आकूतिरूपाय छेत आकूतिरूपाय नमो वाचो विभूतये नमो वाचो विभूतये शक्तित्रय समेताय मृदुषे अहङ्कृतात्मने चेदाकूतिरूपाय नमो वाचो विभूतये शक्तित्रय समेताय मृदुषे अहङ्कृतात्मने चेत आकूतिरूपाय नमो वाचो विभूतये शक्तित्रय थ्री काइंड्स ऑफ एनर्जीज Samhedaya unto the reservoir. Midushe అహం టు రుద్ర, అహంకృత ఆత్మనే ద సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఈగోటిజం. చేత నాలెడ్జ్ ఆకృతి ఈగర్నెస్ టు వర్క్ రూపాయ అంటు ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ నమః మై ఒబేసెన్సెస్ వాచ అంటు ద సౌండ్ విభూతయే అంటు ద డిఫరెంట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఆపులెన్సెస్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బై శ్రీల గోపాల్. శ్రీల గోపాలకి, మై డియర్ లార్డ్, యు ఆర్ ద సుప్రీం కంట్రోలర్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్కర్ సెన్స్ యాక్టివిటీస్ అండ్ రిజల్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ సెన్స్ యాక్టివిటీస్ కర్మ. దేర్ఫోర్ యు ఆర్ ద కంట్రోలర్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ మైండ్ అండ్ సెన్సెస్. యు ఆర్ ఆల్సో ద సుప్రీం కంట్రోలర్ ఆఫ్ ఈగోటిజం నోన్ ఎస్ రుద్ర. యు ఆర్ ద సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ ద యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ ద వెరీ ఇంజంక్షన్స్. Translation responsibly, please. My dear Lord, you are the supreme controller of the worker. Sense activities and results of sense activities, karma. Therefore, you are the controller of the body, mind and senses. You are also the supreme controller of egotism known as Rudra. You are the source of knowledge and the activities of the Vedic injunctions. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Everyone acts under the dictation of the ego. Therefore, Lord Shiva is trying to purify false egotism through the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since Lord Shiva or Rudra is himself the controller of egotism, he indirectly wants to be purified by the mercy of the Lord so that his real egotism can be awakened. Of course, Lord Rudra is always spiritually awake, but for our benefit, he is praying in this way. For the impersonalist, pure egotism is Aham Brahmasmi. I am not this body, I am spirit soul. But in its actual position, the spirit soul has devotional activities to perform. Therefore, Lord Shiva prays to be engaged both in mind and in action in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord according to the direction of the Vedas. This is the process of purifying false egotism. Cheta means knowledge. Without perfect knowledge, one cannot act perfectly. The real source of knowledge is the vacha or the sound vibration given by the Vedic instruction. Here the word vacha or vibration means the Vedic vibration. The origin of creation is sound vibration. And if sound vibration is clear and purified, perfect knowledge and perfect activities actually become manifest. This is enacted by the chanting of the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thus, Lord Shiva is praying again and again for the purification of body, mind and activities through the purification of knowledge and action under the pure direction of the Vedas. Lord Shiva prays to the Supreme Personality of Godhead so that his mind, senses and words will all turn towards devotional activities only. So here we are continuing our the discussion on the prayers which Lord Shiva is teaching the Pachetas. So here so here My dear Lord, here the prayer goes like this. You are the supreme controller of the worker, sense activities and results of sense activities, karma. Therefore, you are the controller of the body, mind and senses. You are also the supreme controller of egotism known as Rudra. You are the source of knowledge and the activities of the Vedic injunctions. So, Srila Prabhupada states in the beginning, everyone acts under the dictation of the ego. So, the root cause of us coming here to the material world is this, the ego, not the real ego, the false ego. Root, what is the root cause? Or why we came to this material world? Iccha dvesha samudena dvanda mohena bharata. Because of the iccha and dvesha, desire and hate, the duality is there. So, we come to this material world thinking that we can enjoy it separately from the Lord. This is the false ego. This is called ahankara. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhumi apo nalo vayu kam mano buddhi devacha ahankara iti yamme bhinna prakriti ashtata. There are 8 things are there. Bhumi apo nalo vayu kam. So this is earth, water, air, fire, ether. These are 5 things which are the gross elements. And there are another 3 elements which are subtle. Ahankara iti yamme. This is so what is that? Mano buddhi. Manas means mind, buddhi means intelligence, and ahankara means false ego. Normally, Srila Prabhupada translates ahankara as false ego. The false ego is the one which identifies ourselves with this material body. This is a connection. The living entity, we know, living entity is very pure, always pure. So, what is this making that living entity to identify with the body? What is that making the living entity identify with the body? This is called ahankara. Ahankara. This is like a mind. This ahankara is the link between the soul and the body. Ahankara is the one which makes you think, I am this material body, I am product of material nature, I am what the Lord of everything. But we are not. This is what here Lord Shiva is praying and Lord Srila Prabhupada is explaining. Everyone is acting under the dictation of the ego. So Lord Shiva is trying to purify the false egotism through the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is what first has to happen. This is like the false ego that makes us think we are the controller, we are the proprietor, we are the engineer. But the result is, the end result is, we are not the controller, we are not the proprietor. And what we are then? What are we? We are not the controller, we are not the proprietor. Then what are we then? Yes? Yeah, we are the cooperator. We are the servants. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jivera Swarupahoy, Nityera Krishna Das. That is our position. That is our real ego. The real ego is real identification. Not that I am not this body, I am Indian, I am American, Srila Prabhupada always says. That is not our identification. That identification can change. This birth we have taken in the Indian soil. Maybe next birth we may take in another soil. Now we are the human being, we may be in a different species also, it's possible. So what is important is that is not our real position. Our real position is Jivera Swarupahoy Nityera Krishna Das. So here Lord Shiva wants to impress upon the prachetas, or like he is in the part of the prayers, he is saying that let me not get caught into this false egotism. So this is what he is saying. And this is like when we understand that we are not this body, then we are spirit soul, then we know that there is a connection between the Lord. Everything, there is a connection. So that is why the Yukta Vairagya, like there is a, Shastra says two Vairagyas are there. Falgu Vairagya and Yukta Vairagya. Yukta Vairagya means the person identifies there is a connection between the Lord and everything. Everything, there is a connection. The Falgu Vairagya, he rejects everything. Oh, this is matter. Yeah, matter only. This is matter. Everything is matter. So you keep on rejecting that matter. That is called Falgu Vairagya. But Yukta Vairagya means using everything in the service of Krishna. Everything is material is there. But the material, if it is used in the service of the Lord, it becomes spiritual. For example, a flower is there. Flower, what is flower? Flower is spiritual or material?
Material.
But the same flower, if you offer to Krishna, then it becomes spiritual. everything like that. Everything, all, even the food, food is material, just raw food is just material. But if it is offered to Krishna, it becomes prasada. Music, everything. So that way, the intelligent person, he sees Krishna everywhere. That is what Krishna says also. Krishna says like, Yoma pashyati sarvatra, sarvam mai pashyati. You, wherever you see, whatever you see me. You go to Mount Buller. What do you see in Mount Buller? You just see only the mountain and snow, then that means our mission to Mount Buller is not successful. But we see, yeah, Krishna, you have provided this thing, you produce this thing. So if you see Krishna, then your mission is successful. That is what we have to see. That is why in the Rupa Goswami says, this is like anasaktasya vishayam yatharham upayujyata nirbandha Krishna sambandhe yuktam vairagyam uchyate. Yukta vairagya means we have to, there is a connection between the Lord. Everything, there is a connection. If you see the connection, then you know how to utilize that particular thing properly. If you don't know the connection, then you keep on rejecting. Prapanchikataya buddhaya harisambandhi vastunaha. Mumukshumihi parityago vairagyam falgu katayate. Then that becomes false, falsi, false material renunciation. We just reject everything, reject everything. Everything is material, this is material, phone is material, electricity is, everything is material only. But when we use that in the service of the Lord, it becomes spiritual. So that is what, that technique we have to understand. That's why Bhagavad Gita says, yoga karmasu kausalam. Kausalam means, you know, like we have to the art of doing work. How to do the work? This is like a, yes, even though the matter is there, but the matter, if it is engaged in the service of the Lord, it becomes spiritual. So, why project matter then? But same time, matter can entangle us also. If you don't understand how to use it, that will entangle us. So that is why we have to understand, we have to learn how to use matter in the service of the Lord without getting entangled. Sometimes, you know, like the we see the lotus leaf. Here we may not see the lotus leaf that much here in Australia. But if you see the lotus leaf, where is it? Where is that always? Always in the mud, always in the water. Correct? But if you notice, if you put a little bit of water on the lotus leaf, immediately it goes off. It doesn't stay. Our position here in the material world is also like that. We have to be in the material world. We have to do our service. We have to do our activity. But we should not become a part of this material world. Yeah, yes, material world is for my enjoyment. Let me start doing my activity. No, material world is a situation given to us so that we can rectify our mentality. Why the material world is given? So that we can rectify the rebellious mentality. The rebellious mentality is there. So that rebellious mentality can be corrected. How we can correct the rebellious mentality? How can we correct it? Yes. No idea. You are a pandit. How do you? If you don't have idea, what will idea will I have actually? You have a rebellious mentality. Why the rebellious mentality comes? Any idea? Because we are envious of Krishna. What is the opposite for envy? You are envious of somebody. What do you do to neutralize that? You glorify the person. You kirtan. Like that is what we are doing. Kirtan. When you do kirtan, what is kirtan means? Kirtan means kirti. Kirti means glory. Just we are all the Krishna's glory. When you kirtan, when you glorify the Lord, whatever the envy sitting in the heart is automatically going. That is the whole purpose. What is the purpose of the kirtan? Kirtan is like a glorification of the Lord. Glorification of the Lord, both glorification of the holy name. So when we chant Hare Krishna or when we hear Krishna Katha, that is what we are every day we are saying. Sunvatam Swa Katha Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtan. This is not ordinary sound vibration. When we hear Punya Sravana Kirtanam, what does it happen? Hridayam Tastohi Abhadrani. In the Hridaya, there is a lot of Abhadras are there. Abhadra. Abhadra means inauspicious things or unwanted things are there. Hridayantastohi abhadrani vidunoti suhrutsatam. Vidunoti means they are washed away. When you the dirty cloth is there, you apply soap, apply all the detergent, everything, it becomes clean. The same way, when we have the hridaya, the envy is there. Not only envy, there are so many things. Kama, krodha, lobha, mada, matsarya, damba. It's a big list of shopping list sitting there. All these things are there. That is why that is not able to, that is kind of blocking our understanding who we are,
What is our purpose here? What are we supposed to do? This is what is blocking actually. So when we hear Krishna Katha, when we engage in devotional service, automatically all these anarthas within the heart, all the unwanted things, abhadras, they are all washed away. So this is what we have to do. That is the whole purpose of this human form of life. Having come to this material world, we came to this material because envious of Krishna. I wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna. Why Krishna should be the enjoyer? I also should be the enjoyer. But our nature is not that. Our constitution is not that. Our constitution is not. We are not an independent enjoyer. We are cooperator. And the cooperation, our enjoyment is also there. So this is the whole idea. Because that's what Krishna says. Mamai vamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. We are part and parcel of Krishna eternally. Eternally. It's not now we are conditioned, but we have a situation. We are part and parcel of Krishna. Our enjoyment, when we give enjoyment to Krishna, automatically our enjoyment is included in that. It's not that we have to separately hanker for some enjoyment. It's not needed. Our enjoyment is when Krishna is enjoyed, then automatically our enjoyment is included in that. It is already packaged. Everybody likes a package deal. Nobody wants a separate deal. Package, this is already there. Because now Krishna is going to accept Bhoga. Yes, when Krishna is going to accept Bhoga, or maybe accepted already. So then we are going to have prasadam. It's not like all the plate is not empty. Full of prasadam still. And it's still going to come up if nobody takes it from the kitchen. It's going to come. And then we are going to enjoy. So how can you say that only Krishna is the enjoyer? We are also enjoyer. But we are not an independent enjoyer. We are cooperating. When we cooperate with Krishna, yes, Krishna, you have provided me everything. That is what bhakti does not mean. All the mantra, tantra is all mixed. First thing is acknowledging the fact that Krishna, you have kindly provided everything. Let me just acknowledge. That's it. Acknowledge only. You don't have to do any big circus cycle. Just Krishna, you have kindly given me everything. Let me use in your service. Let me offer that to you. And then Krishna knows that we have to eat something. Jivo, jivasya, jivanam. Everybody has to eat something. Instead of eating anything and everything, just eat Krishna prasadam. Offer the bhoga to all Krishna and then we are happy. So this way, everything is included by just satisfying Krishna. Yasmin tushte, jagat tushte. When Krishna is satisfied, the whole world, the whole universe becomes satisfied. The Draupadi pastime, we all know how when Draupadi was in difficulty, Krishna picked up this one small grain and put in his mouth. Automatically, all the Durvasamuni and the whole 60,000 disciples, everybody had complete this full, like they could not even just breathe, and then this is all went away. Krishna, when Krishna is pleased, then automatically everybody is pleased. That's why Narada Muni says, Yata karor mula nishechanena tripyanti tatskanta bhujopashana. When you just want to pour the whole tree to be nourished, what we should do?
Pour water on
the root. When you pour water in the root, then automatically the tree gets nourished. And when you want to nourish the body, you put the food into the stomach. Same way, achyutejya, sarvarhanam achyutejya. When you offer your prayers to Krishna, then automatically the whole thing becomes happy. Because all instead of offering prayer here, 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 directly offer to Krishna. There is a Vedic mantra, it says, yata akasad patitam toyam, yata gacchati sagaram, sarvadeva namaskaraha kesavam pratigacchati. Everything is going to Kesava only. Why not worship Kesava directly? This is the problem, because people worship here, worship there. Finally it has to go to Kesava. Kesava is the one who is the reservoir of everything. He is the one who is the recipient of everything. Shastra says, I'm not saying, Shastra says. So why can't you worship Kesava directly? Why you go through this way? Directly you can do. So this is the whole intelligence has like directly worshipping Krishna. So here Lord Shiva is Acharya. We all know Mahajan. Mahajana yena katasya panta. So here Lord Shiva is saying, he is praying that indirectly wants to be purified by the mercy of the Lord so that his real egotism can be awakened. So Srila Prabhupada here says, of course Lord Rudra is always spiritually awake. But for our benefit, he is praying in this way. You have to understand. So Lord Shiva's position is very, very glorious. Lord Shiva always, I was reading, Lord Shiva is always meditating on Sankarshan. Sankarshan. The Lord Sankarshan, he is always meditating. It's like, Lord Shiva, have you ever seen like just idling or doing something? Just checking other things? No, always in the mala and always meditating. This is Lord Shiva's position. Lord Shiva, whom he meditates upon? He meditates upon Sankarshan. Sankarshan, and then Sankarshan, that Lord Sankarshan, he is the person, the deity personified for the ego. So Lord Shiva is also that way, he is a controller. If somebody worships Lord Shiva, thinking meditating him as a great devotee of Sankarshan, then he will also be removed from the false egotism. If we have to, the false egotism has to go. That means false identification has to go. Then we have to, as Lord Shiva said, we have to meditate on the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada, that's why he quotes this verse. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Shiva, when he is having a conversation with Mother Parvati in the form of Sati, he says, Sattvam Visuddham Vasudeva Sabditam. So Lord Shiva is saying, I am always meditating on the Vasudeva, the Lord Vasudeva. He is always meditating. That means he is already pure only. He is not like, but for here, for teaching the people, he is saying like that. He is already situated. Like sometimes we see in our acharyas, like I am the most fallen. Narottam Das Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all the acharyas, they sing. Like he says, Aha Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda Suki, Krupa Balo Gana Karo, Ami Boro Dukki. Say, Ami Boro Dukki. They take the position, I am very, very miserable. They are not miserable, we have to understand. They are very, very happy. But they are taking the position like us, like our position, by taking the shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, we can become happy. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, when Prakashananda Saraswati asked, why are you not reading Vedanta Sutra? Why are you just as a sentimentalist chanting Hare Krishna, all these things? You are a sannyasi, you are supposed to study Vedanta Sutra. So what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says?
That my spiritual master said that.
Yes. Guru More Murga Deki Korila Shasan. Guru, he saw me, you are a fool. You don't have any adhikar for reading this Vedanta Sutra. You just chant Hare Krishna only. So that means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a fool? No, he is not. He is the greatest of the greatest. But he takes the humble position. Like we are fools actually. That is why he is warning us, don't meddle with Vedanta Sutra and all these things. You study Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. That way your life becomes perfect actually. So like that, here Lord Shiva is praying. He is already pure. He is Saddam Visuddham Vasudeva Sabditam. He is always meditating on Lord Vasudeva. He is already pure. But he is teaching us, yes, this is what our, if you want to get rid of the false egotism, this is the prescription. So he is teaching like that. But here, Srila Prabhupada continues, for the impersonalist, pure egotism is Aham Brahmasmi. I am not this body, I am spirit soul. So this, most of the time we hear, this is like the most of the people, the spiritual life means Aham Brahmasmi. That is the understanding, Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi means what? What is Aham Brahmasmi?
Spirit soul.
Yeah, I am spirit soul. Correct. I am spirit soul. That's good. That's nothing bad in that. I am Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi. That's good. But we have to go further. Aham Brahmasmi. Then that's why Srila Prabhupada says there is more activity. Just realizing that I am spiritual, that is not just sufficient. We have to do some activities befitting that spiritual position. Just not like I am Aham Brahmasmi. Yes. That is why the Shastra says Aham Brahmasmi. Then what the Vaishnava's understanding is, I am Brahmasmi, that is correct. Dasosmi, I am also a Das, I am a servant. It's not like I am Brahmasmi, just not that one. That is also there, but what is the next level? Next level is Dasosmi. Then what is what the Das are supposed to do? Then do some master, service to the master. So that is what Srila Prabhupada says here, but the actual position, the spirit soul has devotional activities to perform. Just not just meditating on Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. It's not going to give much benefit actually. Because after that, after all, the spirit soul is very active. One day, it needs some engagement. Whether it is material or spiritual, it is up to us. So, if we don't give a spiritual engagement, then it will come to the material engagement. That is why Prabhupada says in Srimad Bhagavatam, the people who think they are liberated, sometimes they think liberated, but they are not taken shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, they fall down again to this material world. And then they take philanthropic activity or some humanitarian activities. Those activities they take. Why? Because the spirit soul is active. It has to act. If you don't act spiritually, then it has to act materially. So action has to be there. Whether the thing is, whether you act materially or act spiritually. That is only the question. There is no question, no action. No action, there is no question. We have to act materially, act spiritually. So that is why Srila Prabhupada writes here, but in actual position, the spirit soul has devotional activities to perform. Therefore, Lord Shiva prays to be engaged both in mind and in action in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord according to the direction of the Vedas. This is very important because all these activities, whatever we perform, has to be corroborated, has to be given in the Vedas or in the some scriptures, it has to be given. Otherwise, I can't make up my own process. Correct? If I make my own process, then it's not going to work actually. That most of the people say in a self-made guru, self-made process, I have my own process. No, that won't work actually. This is like it has to be come in the parampara. Like yesterday Keshav Prabhu was mentioning in the class, it has to come in the parampara. It has to come in a disciplined succession. You just even if you have to study something, you can't just go like, now I have bought a medical book and I will study and I will go. No, it won't work like that. No, it won't work. You have to go, you have to study, and you have to work as an apprentice or whatever that like a trainee or assistant under a person, and then only you become qualified, then only you can become perfect to do the work. The same way in spiritual life also, we have to depend on the Shastra. This is like he's saying, according to the direction of the Vedas. Rupa Goswami says, Shruti Smriti Puranati Pancharatri Kim Vidim Vina Aikantiki Harer Bhakti Utpatyayara Kalpati. Because the whatever the performance we are doing, Shruti and Smriti. Shruti and Smriti. So what is Shruti? What is Shruti? What is Shruti? Shruti.
Hearing.
Smriti. Remember. Suti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatrikim Vidim Vina Aikantiki Harer Bhakti Utpatyaya Kalpati. If you, whatever you follow, if it is not corroborated in the Suti and Smriti Pancharatri or Purana, then this is only a disturbance in the society. Very, very this thing. Heavy. Because that is why whenever we do something, it has to be mentioned in the Shastra, whatever we are doing. It has to be mentioned. Not just like I have my own mantra, I have my own tantra. No, it won't work like that. We have to follow some authority, some standard, whatever the acharyas have given, that we have to follow. Then it will work actually. So, and Prabhupada says, and in the purport, Lord Shiva prays to be engaged both in mind and in action in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord according to the direction of the Vedas. This is the process for purifying false egotism. False egotism has to be clear. There is no doubt about that. So how to go about clearing the false egotism is to, we have to follow the Shastra's instruction. Bhagavad Gita says very clearly, the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he says, Yat Shastra Vidim Utsrujya Vartate Kama Karana Nasasiddhim Avapnoti Nasukam Na Parangati. If somebody is just giving up the Shastra, yes, Shastra Vidim Utsrujya. Utsrujya means giving up. Then what will happen? They will not get any Nasiddhim, Nasasiddhim, Navapnoti, Nasantim, Nasukam, Naparamgatim. So you don't get anything if you give up the Shastra Vidhi. That is why Shastra is very important for us. Like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Vidhi. We have all these things. So when we, all our life is based upon the teachings of all these things, then we are protected. This we are protected because we are not following anything and everything. We just follow whatever the Shastra, all the acharyas have given, that we follow. That way it's a kind of a raksha for us. Raksha means is a protection, shield. That's a shield for us actually. Now, and Srila Prabhupada continues here, Cheta means knowledge. Without perfect knowledge, one cannot act perfectly. The real source of knowledge is the vacha, or sound vibration given by the Vedic instruction. Here the word vacha or vibration means the Vedic vibration. The origin of creation is sound vibration, and in the sound vibration is clear and purified, perfect knowledge and perfect activities actually become manifest. So this is like a the way of acquiring knowledge. And there are many ways of acquiring knowledge, correct? How can we acquire knowledge?
By learning from a guru.
Yeah. Then, there's only way?
Reading scriptures.
Scriptures, yeah.
By asking questions.
Questions. By seeing, can you know, have knowledge?
Yes.
By speculation, can you have knowledge?
No.
Why not? Can't we have knowledge?
Yes.
We have some knowledge. That's why we categorize the understanding of knowledge can be done many ways. One is pratyaksha. Pratyaksha means just seeing. I'm just seeing, I'm understanding. Seeing, I'm understanding. That is one way of knowledge. But can we understand everything like that? No. We can't understand like that. That is pratyaksha has its own limitation. Then there is a next way of understanding knowledge is anumana. Anumana means you can make, it's like this, it's like that. Like that, like this. What if, like, this is like a understanding, some kind of extrapolation, some kind of speculation. You can do to understand certain things, but not everything can be understood by speculation also. So we have to understand things. Sabda Brahman. Sabda Brahman means that is ultimate authority. That is what is mentioned here. The original, the real source of all the knowledge is sound vibration. Sabda Brahman. Sabda Brahman, that means that is beyond this, the infallible, what is it?
Defects.
Yeah, defects, deficiencies of all the other things. It is Sabda Brahman. So that is why we have to depend on the Sabda Brahman, sound vibration. So that sound vibration, that will purify us. So that is mentioned here. Without perfect knowledge, one cannot act perfectly. The real source of knowledge is the vacha or sound vibration given by the Vedic instructions. Here the word vacha or vibration means the Vedic vibration. Vedic vibration. That, and all, the top of all the Vedic vibration is chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. So that means all the people have concluded this is the best way of realizing, the best way of getting out of this false egotism is to take this Vedic knowledge, the Vedic mantra, Vedic recitation. We take it and apply in our life. Then it becomes successful. So the origin of creation is sound vibration, and if the sound vibration is clear and purified, perfect knowledge and perfect activities actually become manifest. In Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, when Parikshit Maharaj is asking the question from Sukadeva Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami says, what is the activities the person has to do, or especially the person who is just about to die. Because the Parikshit Maharaj was in a very precarious condition. The precarious condition being 7 days he has to pass away. He does not have to do a crash course or something, nothing is there. Just he has to do something straight away, and then it has to be effective. So that's why Parikshit Maharaj was in the position. So Parikshit Maharaj, so Sukadeva Goswami is saying, Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwaro Harihi. Srotavya kirtitavyascha smartavya icchata abhayam. So he says, Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma. Bharata Sarvatma means, now we have to do. So Bharata is like, you are the descendant of the Bharata dynasty. Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma, Bhagavan Ishwaro Hari. You have to, then he says, Srotavya. You have to hear. Srotavya kirtitavyascha, glorify. And smartavya, if you have to remember. Icchatam abhayam. If you want to be freed from the fear. What is the fear? Fear of dying. Not only that, is not only fear. And what are you going to become in the next? That is the biggest fear. Dying anywhere, you can't avoid it. You have to die one day. Anybody has to die. But what are you going to become next? Icchatam abhayam. If you want to add abhayam, if you want, what we have to do? Srotavya kirtitavyascha smartavya icchatam abhayam. Srotavya, here we have to hear about, and we have to glorify, and we have to remember. So then the problem will be solved. So that is why Parikshit Maharaj's prescription is this. Srotavya kirtitavyascha smartavya icchatam abhayam. So this way we can get out of this the false egotism. So this is like this instruction is not only for Parachetas, actually. This instruction for us also. You have to pray to the Lord. The whole purpose of this thing is, I come here, somehow or other made this false, made the bad decision of coming back to this place. Now, how to go back to the spiritual world? Let me get this mantra. Let me chant Hare Krishna. Let me follow the process and then get out of this bodily consumption. Then it is, then no upadhi. That's why Srila Prabhupada says, what is pure devotional service? Sarvopadhi vinirmuktam tat paratvena nirmanam. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Uttama. Sarva Upadhi. So many Upadhis are there. So many designations. That designations are the problem. That is why the designations mean the false egotism. So these designations have to be given up. Not I am not. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Naham Vipro, Napati. Like he is saying, I am not a Brahmana, I am not Kshatriya, I am not this, I am not this. Then who am I then? Who am I? Gopi Bhaktu Padakamalayo Dasa Dasanu Dasanu Dasa. Then he says, my real identification is I am not this, I am not this, I am not this. That's all negative. But what is my real position is Gopi Bhaktu Padakamalayo Dasa Dasanu Dasanu Dasa. I am like a servant and servant and servant and servant of the servant of Gopis. That is our real position. So that we can understand. That is what the whole thing is all about. Yeah, our whole existence here to understand what is my position and how can I establish that position like a sambandha, abhideya and prayoga. Sambandha. We have a relationship with Krishna. Everybody has a relationship. It's not that something new has to come. It's already there. The relationship is there. But it is in a dormant condition. That relationship is there. And then what are we supposed to do? Then sambandha, abhideya. There is a process by which we can re-establish that relationship. If now it's like a dormant state, so we re-establish that relationship and the prayojana. What is the prayojana? Prayojana means what is the end result? What are these? That is Krishna prem, Krishna bhakti. That is the prayojana. So that is what Srila Prabhupada says here. This is enacted by chanting the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thus, Lord Shiva is praying again and again for the purification of the body, mind and activities through the purification of knowledge and action under the pure directions of the Vedas. Because Krishna, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter 15th verse, this is like a sarvasya chaham hridisanya vishto matah smritir jnanam apohanamsya vedaischa sarvair ahameva vedyo. Vedaischa sarvair ahameva vedyo vedanta krit vedavit eva chaham. If you study all the Vedas, you have to come to only one conclusion. Vedanta Vedasya Sarvasya Chaham Hridisannivishto Matah Smritir Jnanam Apohanamsya Vedaischa Sarvair Ahameva Vedyo. The one you have to understand is understand that Krishna. That is the whole purpose of Veda. Other things are all preliminary. That is not important. We have to understand Krishna. You studied all the Vedas, that means you have to have a perfect understanding of Krishna. If you don't have that understanding, then your study of the Vedas is imperfect. So that is why we have to come to the conclusion, like as Lord Shiva says, Vedaischa sarvair ahameva vedyo vedanta krut vedavit eva chaham. So we pray to the Lord so that we get to this understanding. So then he says, Lord Shiva says, or Srila Prabhupada says, Lord Shiva prays to the Supreme Personality of Godhead so that his mind, senses and words will all turn towards devotional activities only. This is the main thing. Because all we have mano vak kaya. Manas is like a buddhi, my mind. Vak means words. Kaya means body. Yeah? Mano vak kaya. So this mano vak kaya has to be engaged in devotional service. When the mind is engaged in devotional service, then automatically the words will be engaged in devotional service. When the words are engaged in devotional service, then automatically the body will be engaged in devotional service. So Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains this in the Bhagavad Gita, one sloka, purport. I'll just read this translation and the purport a little bit and then stop here. This is the 5th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, text number 11. I'll read it. Kāyena manasā buddhyā kevalai indriya api yogina karma kurvanti sangam tyaktvā atma suddhaye. The yogi is abandoning attachment, act with the body, mind and intelligence and even with the senses only for the purposes of purification. So, only for the purpose of purification. The same purification we are reading here. In this sloka, what Lord Shiva is saying, for the purification or to get out of the false egotism, what we should do. The Bhagavad Gita, the same prescription is given. I'll just read this. When one acts in Krishna consciousness for the satisfaction of the senses of Krishna, any action, whether of the body, mind and intelligent or even the senses, is purified of material contamination. So this the point here is, when the person acts in Krishna consciousness for the satisfaction of the senses of Krishna, Rishikena Rishikena Sevanam, Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam. And then it says here, there are no material reactions resulting from the activities of a Krishna conscious person. Therefore, purified activities which are called sadachara can easily be performed by acting in Krishna consciousness. Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.187 describes this as follows. Ihayasya harayadhasya karmana manasagira nikilasva api avastasu jivan mukta cha uchyate. A person acting in Krishna consciousness, or in other words, in the service of Krishna with his body, mind and intelligence and words, is a liberated person even within the material world, although he may be engaged in many so-called material activities. The point here is, a person who is 10% engaged in the service of Krishna, even though he may be sitting in the material world, he is called Jivan Mukta, means a liberated person. Why? He is acting the mind, words and body. Everything is engaged in the service of the Lord. This is Ihayasya Gharyadasya Karmana Manasa Gira. Karmana Manasa Gira. All these three things are engaged in the service of the Lord. Then he is become Jivan Mukta. So this is what we have to understand. We all have to become Jivan Mukta one day. That is there. Because in the here, the body has to is going to be there. So when the body is there, still we can't stop the activities of the body. We have to perform activities. But we have to perform activities in such a way it does not create reaction. What is that activity? Only devotional activity. When we please Krishna, when we perform activities for the pleasure of Krishna, that activity does not have any material reaction. That's called, this is like a three activities are there, karma, vikarma, akarma. This akarma activity, they don't have any material reaction. So, we have to train ourselves to perform activities in this way, so that we don't have any material reaction. So, this way, we can, even within this material, we can be liberated. You don't have to go to a separate place to become liberated. Because when we perform activities like Srila Prabhupada was here, he was going around the globe. So many times he went. He was traveling in the aeroplane. He was traveling here. Everywhere he was traveling. But he never forgot Krishna, not even a single second. Okay, that means, you mean to say he was in the material world? No, he was not in the material world. He was still there. He was going around. But he's always there. Different. There's a Jivan Mukta. So that is the state. So here, Lord Shiva also is praying to Sankarshan, or the prayer he is giving to Prachetas, that we pray to the Lord so that you can be removed from this false egotism. So when we remove ourselves the conception of false egotism, then we can understand the real egotism. There is a real ego, is there? The real ego, yes, I am Krishna's. Krishna is mine. I am Krishna, so Krishna is mine. So he sees everywhere. The Uttama Adhikari sees Krishna everywhere. He does not see anything else. He sees Krishna. Stavara Jangama Deke. Everything you see, he sees Krishna. Wherever he goes, he sees Krishna. So if he sees Krishna everywhere, how he will do any harm to anyone? So that is the stage. It's a very high stage. But high stage or low stage, you have to get to the stage. Because we have to do something. How can we perform activities as a devotional activity so that we can get rid of this false egotism and understand we are servant of Krishna, Jivare Swarupai, Krishna Yare Nitya Das, and how we can re-establish ourselves in that position. So that is the whole thing. The whole Vedic system, the whole knowledge is just that one. Yes, we understand. We are not this body, we are spirit soul. How we can get rid of this false egotism and engage ourselves in real ego. So then our life is successful. We'll stop here. If there is any questions, sir. Hare Krishna. Any questions, sir? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam. Jai Srila Prabhupada.